Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church with today's Fresh Bread. Well, we've been in the Gospel of John and we've looked at the opening 18 verses that come to this crescendo that the Word that is the eternal Son of God has come in the flesh. The Word became flesh and tabernacled, dwelt among us. Now is the fulfillment of the temple, the tabernacle, and the Holy of Holies. They were all pointing to this Jesus. The glory of the Lord has now appeared, full of grace and truth, whereby we can and will be saved. If we put our trust in Him alone, you cannot see God. The only way you can see God is in Christ. And Christ now has come and taken upon Himself what He never had in order to save us from our sins. And will have that glorified body for all eternity that we may behold the glory of our God in Him for all who have received Him. Now, let's go to another text. You remember that John the Baptist that had been sent from God? We heard about him earlier this week. And he was to say, I am not the Christ, I am the witness bearer. Well, let's see if he fulfills his calling. Look at John chapter 1, verse 19. I'll read down to verse 28. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. So they said to him, Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the pathway of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. They had been sent from the Pharisees. So they asked him, Then why are you baptizing? If you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet. And John answered, Well, I baptize you with water. But among you stands one who you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. So here we are at a place called Bethany beyond the Jordan, and John the Baptist, who had been sent from God, now fulfills his calling. And there is an incident that John the apostle records for us that affirms John's faithfulness to his calling. Some people came from Jerusalem. They had been sent by the Pharisees to find out, Are you the Messiah? And now they come up and ask him. He says, No, I'm not the Christ. Well, they found another way to ask him. They said, If you're not the Christ, are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? He said, No. In other words, they ask him, Are you the Christ? His answer, No. Are you the prophet? His answer, No. Are you Elijah? Answer, No. Well, who are you? He said, I'm a voice. That's what I am. I'm a voice. I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness. I'm a voice calling you to repentance. I am a voice saying, make ready the way of the Lord. That's what I am. I am a voice to call you to repent and believe in the one who is coming after me. Well, then they ask him another question. Then why are you baptizing? You see, the Bible has said that the Messiah would be a baptizer. Well, John says, my baptism is one of repentance. The one who's coming after me, that Messiah, he will baptize you. The Gospel of Matthew says he'll baptize you with the Spirit, or he'll baptize you with fire. He will baptize everyone. For those who have come to him, he has baptized them with the Spirit of God. For those who reject him, he baptizes them with the fire of eternal condemnation. So what do you need to do? You need to come to Christ. Don't come to John the Baptist. Preachers, John the Baptist, we're all just instruments. The person that shared the gospel, we're just instruments. We are there. And someone is there, and this program is here, that you might come to Christ, that He would baptize you with the Holy Spirit, the grace of salvation, the light of eternity, the life that's forever. Come to Christ. Praise the Lord, John the Baptist didn't decide to be a rock star preacher. He just decided to be a faithful witness, a voice saying, come to Christ. So you come. Well, my dear friends, we'll be back with you on Monday, but why don't you take the time this Saturday to find out what will your pastor be preaching on and prepare for worship in the Lord's Day by making your fresh bread that text to prepare and worship the Lord. Then meditate upon what you hear preached on Sunday. We'll be back with you on Monday for the next portion of Fresh Bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.